Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, my name is Katie Frieden, and I'm playing Roxy Hart in the 25th National Anniversary Tour of Chicago the Musical.
Yes, and it's going to be coming to the National Theater here, the historic spot in D.C., from November 15th through the 27th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP, which we should tell listeners, tell them it's your hometown radio station, right?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be coming to Washington, D.C. I'm from the Northern Virginia area, outside of Alexandria. And yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I grew up listening to WTOP, always on the way to school, my dad driving me, and I hear traffic and weather together on the 8s and when it breaks.
Well, welcome to the Glass and Closed Nerve Center for a conversation here. you said high school. Where exactly did you go to high school? You know, give us a little sense. Maybe, you know, did you do any sort of, you know, maybe some of the high school performing arts shows that you did, you know, before you struck out big here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went to Hayfield Secondary School, and then I went to my dance studio that I went to was Metropolitan School of the Arts in Kingstown area in Virginia. And that's where I learned how to dance and sing and act and all those things before I went off to school in Oklahoma City University.
Ah, Oklahoma City University. Great, great. All right. So and before we get to Chicago, you know, fill in the gap between Oklahoma City and now, you know, this national tour. What all have you been doing in between? Have you made it, you know, any Broadway roles, any other national tours? You know, fill in the gap there.
Yeah, so I graduated from college in May of 2021, so I'm actually a pretty new graduate.
Oh no, during COVID, oh no.
Yeah, exactly. I graduated during the era of COVID, and I was still fortunate enough to do some regional theater productions. Actually, this past summer, I was performing in Washington, doing the Bridgerton Experience as Maria, and so I got to perform for the city of DC. And that was a really cool experience for me. So I'm so excited to come back to DC and to be performing at the National Theater where I grew up going to see shows. It's so meaningful.
Oh, that's great. Do you remember any particular shows that you know, any anecdotes of the actual shows you saw at National Theater growing up?
I know that one that I particularly remember is seeing Newsies. I saw it in high school. Actually, a member of our dance studio was cast in it. And I remember as a dance studio, we went to go see him in Newsies. And I just remember thinking, oh, wow, that's so cool. I hope one day I'll be able to do something like that. And so now here I am, and I just couldn't be more grateful.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sort of the, you know, the hometown hero backstory there that listeners always love hearing that. But without further ado, let's dive into Chicago. I mean, it's so iconic at this point, but you and I know what it's about, but let's pretend maybe there's a listener that's somehow hard to believe, somehow doesn't know the general premise, but also it just helps me to have a nice soundbite. Give us the basic premise, you know, who the characters, who's Roxy, you know, what's Chicago about?
Yeah. So Chicago follows the story of Roxy Hart, who's this young aspiring chorus girl. It follows her and many other murderesses in the 1920s and kind of how they operate in jail and how they operate to get out of jail through wit and humor and their razzle dazzle charm.
Awesome. And you know, you said it's use the word murderous, but talk about how they're sort of lovable. They had it coming.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of like a guy just walks out and then she has the justification to shoot someone, or the men have it coming, and it portrays the women as these really strong female characters, mm-hmm. and where you can sympathize with them, even though they are these murderesses. So it's right. Brilliantly written.
I guess I don't know if the word anti-hero applies, but it's similar. Yes. All right. So talk about who else is joining you on stage. So you're Roxy, obviously, which mm-hmm. is always a really, really cool role. But who's your Velma Kelly? Who's your Billy Flynn? You know, dish on your co-stars.
Well, one of the most special things about this is that my Velma Kelly, Logan Floyd, who is so brilliant in this production, is also from the Northern Virginia area. They grew up, I think, more in the Chantilly area, I think. And so the fact that we're both coming together as co-stars in this production and bringing it back to our hometown is so special. And they are just absolutely brilliant in this production. Christina Wells, who is on America's Got Talent, is joining us as Matron Mama Morton, and is just a standout. We have Jeff Brooks as Billy Flynn, Brian as Amos, and G.A. James as Mary Sunshine. And the whole cast, the ensemble is so strong, all triple threats. It is really just a fantastic cast.
Awesome. And it's really cool that both Roxy and Velma in this are our local stars. Because the original Velma, I believe, was Cheetah Rivera, and she's from DC as well.
She is from DC, that's right.
And while we're at it, the original Roxy was Gwen Verdon, who was here in DC when Bob Fosse died in DC show at National Theater. So many tie-ins.
Exactly. That was one thing I was thinking about, coming to the National Theater, kind of the historic symbolism of it, that Bob Fosse had his heart attack right outside of the National Theater, right before he passed away. So the fact that we're bringing back his work to that place, it's really full circle.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's really cool. I think he actually, like you said, the heart attack was right. It was a revival of Sweet Charity outside.
That's right, with Debbie Allen, who's also has ties to DC. So
it all connects. I think it was near the Willard Hotel, and then he died at George Washington University Hospital. But man, all right. Well, enough morbidity. Talk about the life of Bob Fosse, the amazing artistry here. It was 1975, I guess, was the original musical. But talk about how Fosse's just iconic choreography sort of changed everything, didn't it?
Absolutely. So yes, the Fosse choreography, it's so intriguing. It's so enticing. Everything's kind of turned in and a little bit awkward looking, but something about it is so, I guess the best word is enticing. And it really pulls you in versus big kicks and big things that are in your face. It really draws the audience into them. And especially with the revival version done by Anne Rankine in 1996, where they really stripped it down, where it's everyone wears black. It's a very minimalist set with the bandstand on stage. And it adds to that effect. And it also makes it such a timeless piece, where it's all about the dance and the movement and the story become the set pieces and the costumes that normally make a production. But this production is so about the people and the stories and the movement.
Yeah, you mentioned the revival, which was a hugely successful revival in 97. It almost seems like it was the original, like the original 1975 version with Bob Fosse, do you think it was almost like so ahead of its time? Because I know it had a lot of Tony nominations, but I don't think it really even won anything back then. But then by the time the revival came, it like swept almost everything, won Best Revival of Music, won so much. But do you think it was like almost like audiences had to catch up? He was so ahead of his time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think one of the most beautiful lyrics in this show is at the end in Nowadays, and the lyric goes, in 50 years or so, it's going to change, but oh, it's heaven nowadays. And something that I find so meaningful about that is this show was first created in the 1970s, and it's talking about the 1920s and saying how this show is still so relevant 50 years from the 1920s. And then here we are in the 2020s, and 50 years later from the 1970s, and it's still so relevant. And so I think it's just one of those timeless classic pieces that you can always connect to. And so who knows if it was ahead of its time, but I think it's a piece of work that will always remain with us. And so I'm just so grateful to be a part of this beautiful production.
Wow, I never viewed it as like almost that halfway point with 50 years on either side of it, you know, because you're right. It's set in the 20s. It was performed in the 70s, exactly 50 years later, and now we are 50 years later. So that's so real. That's a great point. Well, we have to talk about the music. We talked about the choreography, but the music, the Kander and Ebb score is just equally powerful and iconic. Tell us some of the great, the great musical numbers throughout the show that are your favorites.
Yeah, my personal favorite song and number in this whole production is Razzle Dazzle, which my character isn't even in, but oh my gosh, the choreography is stunning in it, but the lyrics in it are so clever, so witty. I mean, that's this entire show. It's all about wit, and really intelligent humor. And I think just the way it's so nuanced and how Billy Flynn is creating everything around him and he's controlling everything around him, the press, the media, and spinning everything into this beautiful story. And what we know now is Razzle Dazzle him.
You'll leave the theater singing that in your head. Well,
Exactly.
tell us, run real r rattle off some of the other famous ones. Of course, you know,
Yeah.
the opening number, Velma's opening number, the
Oh yeah,
Selma stuff, all that stuff.
all that jazz, absolutely. That's an incredible number. And I was talking to Logan, our Velma Kelly, about it, and they are telling me the director kind of told them all that jazz is not so much Velma singing it, but more of this narrator singing it and saying, this is what the show is about. It's about, all that jazz. And so I thought that was kind of interesting from that perspective, but it's such an iconic number with these incredible triple threats on the stage, introducing this show of jazz and cabaret and liquor and everything that is entwined in it. And then I also love doing the Roxy number, having this big monologue. Going straight into the song and the dance, but it's really just this one big moment of her going on this journey of, oh my gosh, I have this chance to be a star, but also questioning maybe I don't quite have it yet. And so you see ties of her vulnerability and excitement, and she just goes on such an emotional journey. So doing that every night, it is just so much fun to leave my entire heart out there on the stage.
Your entire Roxy heart out there on the stage.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Cell Block Tango, because I always love how you have the different, what do you call it? I guess women inmates,
Yeah, the
pop six,
murderesses.
Squish, Cicero, Lipschitz.
Lipschitz. There you go. Yes, the six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail. They are so great. I'm not in that number, but I love listening to it every night. And I think those monologues are just so well written. They're so short, but they show the perspective of each woman and how it's so obvious that each of them are guilty, except for Hunyak, who's not guilty. It's so obvious that all of them are guilty, but yet they tell their story from their perspective that they would say in a courtroom to get them out of jail. And so it's just so well nuanced and so witty. I love it.
That's cool. And then probably one of the more, maybe time for one more with the, to me, one of the more underrated ones is Mr. Cellophane. That one always will, you feel bad for
Oh,
him.
yeah. Well, I will tell you something. In this production, it is not underrated because Brian is such a great actor and great Amos. He just steals your heart every single night. And I think something that's really beautiful about his Amos is that he plays it really positively. So you don't necessarily feel sorry for him, you kind of root for him. And yeah, by the end of the show, everyone is absolutely in love with Brian and his Amos. And so, what a great number! But I'd say in this show, it's not at all underrated because he is really a standout.
It's rated properly.
Exactly.
And after you see it, you'll rate it. You'll get it from the rooftop. All right, cool. Well, we've covered a lot with, you know, the music and the choreography, but let's talk sort of, I guess, more maybe like the visual elements. And I know we're as you know, we're a radio station, so try to paint me a visual picture of sort of what we see in terms of maybe the, you know, those iconic costumes or and maybe mm-hmm. the, I guess it can be sort of a minimal set at times with and things, but, you know, just or paint the picture of the jail or, you know, whatever we see visually in the show.
So everyone is in all black all the time. And there's not a proper set where things are moving in and out. There's this big bandstand on stage. So the musicians and the orchestra and the conductor, they're actually a part of the show, which is really fun and really interesting. And it's almost kind of like a cabaret styled show with a little bit more pizzazz there. And the lighting is absolutely brilliant. We're doing the original Broadway stage lighting done by Ken Billington. And it's so beautiful. This whole show is a vaudeville style show. So I think because of all the minimalist and all the black that's on stage, it really helps you zone in on everyone's face and really what the story is being told with their face and also with their movement.
Great. Couldn't have said it better. All right. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with. We appreciate your time. But I guess before we run final seconds, pretend I'm not even here and like you're talking, you know, directly to the listeners, just say, you know, invite them out, you know, hey, everyone, come on out. You know, you're going to have a good time.
Hi, everybody. I'm hoping that you're coming to see us at the National Theater in November to see the 25th anniversary national tour of Chicago, where I'm playing Roxy Hart as a DC native. And I'm just so excited to be performing at this iconic theater that I grew up going to. So I hope you come and join us for the Thanksgiving season and we can have a razzle dazzle time.
Awesome. Sounds good. And thanks for joining us. I always love doing these hometown hero stories. So congrats. And everyone at TOP, go check out the show. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Bye.
Bye.